Welcome back to After Hours. This has been a kind of, it's not an anti-Lollapalooza thing, but it just, it's been all music. And I am terribly pleased to have in the studio now two members of the Happiness Club, which is performing a benefit next Sunday at 5 p.m. at Park West. With them is Maureen Shulman, who I don't know if Maureen can sing. Maureen Shulman, can you sing?
Yes, I can.
Now, you two, please introduce yourselves.
I am Tangie Harper. I am the artistic director with the Happiness Club.
And I am Dorian Ray. I am the in-house choreographer for the Happiness Club.
Now, you guys, the Happiness Club played every day at Lollapalooza, arguably or without doubt the hippest act there, right?
I believe so.
The hippest act on the Kidzapalooza stage, right?
That's right, on the Kidzapalooza stage. But I still lost my voice, if you can tell. I'm very, very hoarse from screaming for the children, not at the children.
Maureen, could you give some background on the Happiness Club?
Well, the Happiness Club's been around for about 18 years, and it's a diverse group of Chicago kids, ages about 6 to 18, who promote positive values and social change through original hip-hop and pop music and dance.
It's kind of a, it's been kind of a, with all your efforts and all that, it's been kind of a quiet kind of story on the Chicago scene. I know you people perform a lot, but, you know, it's kind of sad that when, you know, violence in neighborhoods takes precedence over people doing good in neighborhoods. Do you feel you're getting your due?
No.
Yeah.
Not
simply
at all.
Put.
I agree.
Not at all. The violence in Chicago is oversaturated and very widespread all over television, all over the media.
All over newspapers, no question.
There's so much propaganda, I feel, with trying to make people afraid to go outside, to be afraid of our city. And Chicago is an amazing city, and it's filled with amazing kids who are extremely talented and really smart and really driven.
See, two more of these amazing kids have just walked in
Absolutely.
Here. And two more, three more are sitting out there. It's a whole Happiness Club
One
is here.
One of them's my son.
But see, I think that's what gets ignored is, and I've been down to, you know, Englewood High and seen these nice kids in lousy circumstances
Absolutely.
Trying to raise themselves. I think the image that gets lost is how many good kids there are out there.
Absolutely, and some people are not taking responsibility for their part in it all. The adults have to help raise the next generation, and if you ignore them and you don't take an interest in them, then you will find them becoming violent and not thinking that they have options.
Do you think the need, and all of you can get involved, just grab a mic from one of these people and tell us your name?
Say your name. My name is Kaina Castillo.
How long have you been with the Happiness Club?
I've been with the Happiness Club since I was 9. I'm 18 now, so.
Wow, so 9 years. Yeah. Do you think, and you, young lady, what's your name?
LaKeisha Patton, and I've been there for about 3 years.
What initially attracted you to this organization?
I remember I really didn't know much at first. It was just like a flyer passed out to me in a music class. But then when I arrived, you know, the energy was very inviting. I was very shy. I had not been broken out of my shell yet. I was just scared. I tell Tangie I don't remember my life before I was 9.
Is that right?
I honestly
the Happiness Club. What neighborhood are you from?
I live around like Horner Park, you know, Lane Tech area.
Sure.
I went to Lane Tech, so
yeah. And what about you? When did you, 3 years ago, wow.
Yeah, I've actually got introduced by one of the former instructors, so ever since then I was just performing.
And now what do you do?
Well, I am the vocal instructor now.
Nice. I think, and this is a good thing, I think that many people may get involved in the Happiness Club simply because it seems like a great deal of fun and not, they don't feel initially burdened, maybe not at all burdened with, well, we're trying to get a message out here, do they?
I mean, it happens, the message happens, but the setting of a rehearsal is not as structured as you might find if you were to take someone to a music class or a strict dance class. It's a little, the reason we call it a club is because these kids are allowed to get to know each other and talk and discuss how they feel about everything and create out of that. So they're friends, essentially, and then they create a show out of their own social circumstances and what's going on around them and how they're affected by it.
Wow, that's an amazing thing.
I think they're totally aware of the purpose because they're there to get better at singing and dancing and rapping. Mm-hmm. But I think when they wouldn't you agree with this? When they first come to audition, we really say a big part of it is to help other kids make the right decisions. So these kids are like sort of like telling their stories and presenting them in an entertaining way through music to inspire other kids to make right decisions.
And when you go to schools, how are you welcomed at schools? I mean, are some of the kids all suspicious? You know,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's different in every neighborhood.
Yeah, like, I'll bet.
Recently, where were we? We were at Chicago Lights Tutoring. And in past years, at first they're a bit apprehensive, and then by the end of the performance, they're out of their seats. They're very excited. This was the first year at their sixth grade graduation that it was hard to reach them, which tells me something about the generation that we're dealing with right now. There was limited hope in their eyes. It was kind of scary to watch. It was hard for us to get them excited. Even said that this is just how it's been for them lately with everything. Had nothing to do with us. It's how those kids were.
Well, do you get pushback from CPS when you want to do these things, or are you welcomed into the school?
Most of the time we're welcomed. It's hard for us with the CPS schedule because CPS is very strict about school and time in school.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't necessarily want to take kids out of class to have a performance. But anytime there's an out-of-school event, if it's a snowflake or something on the weekend that's still school-oriented or a back-to-school function, we're welcomed with open arms because there aren't very many groups like us.
How many kids are in the Happiness Club?
45.
Is that a constant number that stays kind of regular?
No, sometimes we've been insane and taken in, like, the most we've ever had is, like, 72 kids. It was a lot.
Maureen Shulman, how did you first get involved with this organization? How'd you hear about them? Because I know you've been involved for a long time.
Right. Our three daughters were in a Park District theater camp at Theater on the Lake. And on Friday at those camps, they have performance groups come in to entertain the kids. And the Happiness Club was one of those groups. And at the end of the show, like we do now, they say, if you want to audition, here's a flyer. So my kids wanted to audition. And that's how it started.
What is the racial makeup generally? And are kids from all neighborhoods? I would think there's some where, let's face it, in a lot of public schools and private schools in the city, they're public schools mostly, there's no art, there's no music, there's no kind of arts education at all. I think the need would be so great in some of those places.
It is, and we're a small organization, so our biggest challenge is to get out there so people know that we are out there. But we are at least 60% African-American, and this child makes up some of our Latina. We got, like, one of everything.
Yeah.
We even have one Asian and one boy who's half Filipino and half Black.
Is it limited simply to the city of Chicago, or does it extend to the suburbs?
It extends to the suburbs. We've got kids from Evanston. We've got some kids from Wheaton, Illinois. We are not geographically specific.
Yeah, which is good.
Except that we're Chi-Town.
Yeah.
All the way.
The information is available at thehappinessclub.com. We'll take a short little break and come back to all of these nice people who were in here. I want to hear what Lollapalooza was like because I certainly...
Oh, we'll tell you.
Yeah, because I certainly didn't go, I'll tell you that. I got enough of Lollapalooza walking down Michigan Avenue.
I'm sure
today.
You did.
We'll take a little break and come back and talk to these nice people from the Happiness Club. Welcome back to the final portion of After Hours. I am so pleased to have in here a bunch of young people. I include you in that. I include you two in that.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Fresh from being the hottest act at Lollapalooza. That's what I'm going to call you guys. They were on the Kidsapalooza stage. They're members of the Happiness Club, a great, great organization that's having their yearly benefit next Sunday at 5 o'clock at Park West, which is at Armitage just west of Clark Street. It's got a silent auction. Eli's Cheesecake. That's hard to believe. And I suppose performances by you guys. You want to perform something in the studio?
Absolutely. I know absolutely.
You're okay after doing it at Lollapalooza. What's it going to be?
This track is something that we've been working on for a while. It's called Break the Cycle. And it's a theme that we've been running with, breaking the cycle, breaking traditions, norms, stigmas that have been placed on a lot of the youth of Chicago.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stereotypes and expectations for the youth. And we like to think that we decide our own futures.
That's a great thought.
are able to
break the cycle.
That's right? Why it's called break the cycle. I can't wait to hear it.
A lot of these kids have grown up in different situations, and I think the best thing about the Happiness Club members is that whatever their situation has been, they've all found a way to make their own decision to decide who they're going to become. So even if it's not the easiest situation, if your parents, some people have parents who might be slightly racist, and then they get in a group like the Happiness Club.
I know.
And a lot of your friends become black, and you learn differently that everyone's not what you thought they were before you got to know
them. Well, I think one of the things that ruins this city is fear of other people.
Absolutely.
You don't know, fear of strangers.
Xenophobia.
Fear of strangers. Yes. Thank you. Yes. Thank you, young man. Yes. Well, take it away.
All right.
We're all ready.
Word.
Tired of living my life, feeling dizzy, going round, living in circles, living in circles. Can I break the cycle? Tired of living my life, feeling dizzy, going round, living in circles, living in circles. Can I break the cycle?
Move away, let me make some things clear. It's high time that you shine and I am sincere. Don't let or don't be controlled by your fear. There is a reason.
There is a reason.
Move away, let me make some things clear. It's high time that you shine and I am sincere. Don't let or don't be controlled by your fear. Cause there is a reason you placed on this fear. Yo.
Word, little snippet.
Love it. The Happiness Club reminds me in many ways of, you know, some of the stuff that Young Chicago Authors is doing too. You know,
absolutely.
Those are our friends. Yeah, Kevin Koval and that crowd. Yeah.
The kids work with Kevin, right?
Absolutely. Hyena. Keisha's done stuff. Yeah, we absolutely love Kevin.
You know, let me ask you three younger people here. This has got to be very empowering for your life, not just to be able to get up on stage or just to write a song. It's got to be sort of generally overpowering that makes you more hopeful about things,
Definitely. I mean, when you brought up talking about our school shows, those are my favorite, you know? And a lot of people freak out because they're like, wow, the Happiness Club is doing Lollapalooza, which is, you know, exciting and great and big and amazing. But one of the most powerful moments of my life has been on a stage, a tiny stage in an auditorium, you know? It's very, very empowering to be in front of kids who just, like, treat you like you're a superstar, not for what you're wearing or, like, the act you're giving, but for the words that we've written and just wanting to get involved. You know, they come to us after and they're like, can I take a picture? Like, who are you? Like, how did you do that? How can I dance?
You're mini celebrities now. Yeah.
Local legends.
In the work you have to do for the Happiness Club, there's a definite structure to it. You have to show up. You have to rehearse. You can't screw around.
Absolutely.
That has got to infuse the rest of your life. I mean, I'm not saying you were lousy students before, but with the Happiness Club, have you become better students, better
people?
People, really.
That's the bigger goal of the entire thing. Yeah, we like good singers. Yeah, we like great dancers. Yeah, we want to write good songs. We want the music to be good. We want the show to be good. But I'm way more invested in who they're turning out to be. I don't want a bunch of jerks running around Chicago.
Yeah, who does?
No one.
Who does?
That's the thing that separates the Happiness Club from a lot of youth performance groups of Chicago. It's that we invest a little bit more in character development, what it is we're about, what messages it is that we're promoting, and what change it is that we're causing in our community, in our schools, and
in ourselves.
So you're most important. You're more an activist kind of org. I hate that word, but I mean, you're a great singer.
I've grown to get accustomed to
you
it.
You got to.
The older I get, the more I feel like that's exactly what I'm turning into.
Yeah, because, well, the city is getting crazier. I mean,
I can't sit by and do nothing, and so I don't sit by and do nothing, and I do get angry, and I get mad, and I feel I'm a total youth advocate. I get upset with parents that don't do their job, and so there isn't anything that I could do about them and what they don't do, but there is some influence when it comes to a child that comes into my direction, and I have an opportunity to influence them a little bit differently.
What is your background? Where are you from?
South side of Chicago.
Where about?
Bronzeville originally.
Yeah.
Near Bridgeport, absolutely. But then I moved to Hyde Park, Moved to Jackson Park. Right now I live in Inglewood.
Yeah. How is that?
Interesting.
You know, one of the things about Inglewood, and it goes to the whole thing about these kids, if you go to the Missy Hughes' poetry class at Inglewood High School,
yeah.
She will tell you that these, and she will show you that not all bad kids, and they feel bad because they have been, kids in Inglewood have been really stigmatized.
They have, and it's bad that it is that way, but all of it is not a stigma. It is a sense of hopelessness there.
Absolutely.
There are kids that if you ask them what they want to do, they cannot answer.
They don't know.
I know.
They don't know.
I know. I know.
And they don't think about it.
Yeah.
They don't think about it at all, really. And they couldn't tell you. And what excites them is scary.
Yeah.
What they get excited about is all negative. It's not much that comes out that is on a positive note.
Which is why the Happiness Club is so important, because it provides that opportunity for a lot of teens who aren't necessarily sure what it is that they want to do. This provides an outlet for productivity and positivity
at the
same time.
And I also think, and let me ask you what you think, I also think that whether someone in a classroom you're performing for thinks, oh, I want to be in the Happiness Club because you seem like all happy, successful people. But even on a smaller scale, to know that you have made someone happy for the length of your show who might not have the happiest circumstances. I mean, the kid in the classroom might be homeless, for God's sake.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? That has got to be a reward of such depth for you.
Absolutely.
What about college? Do happiness kids, I would think that members of the Happiness Club would really, because of the structure and the satisfaction, mm-hmm. would all aspire to go to college.
Absolutely.
Is that true?
That
Where
is
do
true.
You want to go?
Definitely.
That is true.
We have...
I just graduated, and ooh. I will be attending...
From where? Where'd you graduate?
I graduated from Lane Tech.
Where are you going to college?
I'm going to DePaul. And a lot of people think that's really crazy that, you know, I'm staying in Chicago, and a lot of teachers were like, everyone needs to get out of the city, but because I've been with
what
Tandy's...
What kind of teachers are those? DePaul's a good school.
They're,
what do you mean,
well,
get out of the
you know,
city?
They're
see,
like,
but if you're here, you can still help this
no,
city.
No, that's this is exactly my point. Like, a lot of teachers were like, oh, you know, just learn to live without your parents, but a lot of them didn't bother me with that because I've been with Tangie so long that... I have totally become her mini-me, and I want to stay in the city to do the same thing and help the youth. And I'm my number one passion is getting kids into organizations right now. If I know that a kid has some kind of, like, oh, maybe I want to dance, I can be like, come dance for the Happiness Club.
That's right.
Or if I do find someone who's like, oh, I write a little bit of poetry, I'm like, I direct them to YCA because
absolutely.
I was in Louder Than a Bomb. And I just, I love doing that, and Tangie has totally provided that, and the Happiness Club has
See,
totally
Tangie,
provided that.
See, Tangie, this must
that.
Be amazing to you, because you're now seeing this kind of ripple effect.
It's the best validation I could ever ask for. It's why I love my job. It's why I don't need to be super rich, because they make me stupid happy. Like, they do.
Yeah.
Like, I literally am better being around them, and they make me better, even when it's frustrating, even when it's hard, even when it's difficult, because I have known a lot of them through adolescence and into their young adulthood. And I definitely want to continue to help them. So in a Kyena's case or a Dorian's case where they're on their way to college, that's
aspiring
amazing
artists.
That they've been accepted. But it's also still a financial burden for a lot of the
yeah,
families
of course,
in the
sure.
Happiness Club because everyone
sure.
has different economic status. And we're still on the hunt for scholarships and ways for them to pay for their education. Because
well,
everyone
think,
doesn't have it.
Well, and that's why I think this benefit is such a wonderful thing. It is a party. You're going to see performances, but it's also a way. There's a silent auction. There's a ton of food. There are all sorts of, you know, those auction gifts that they have. It's 5 o'clock next Sunday at Park West, which is at 322 West Armitage, just off Clark. The best of Chicago buffet, Illuminati's Pizza, and of course, Eli's Cheesecake, and of course, performances by you young people. This is a big event for you, isn't it?
The biggest we have
the
ever.
The biggest.
Yeah.
This is the way we make most of our money to keep the group running so that no one has to pay for anything and can join in.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Tanji, I admire you guys. You are fighting the good fight, and there aren't enough people fighting the good fight, especially out in the neighborhoods where you go, where you're from, and where you visit. And this is how Chicago can get fixed, because it's not getting fixed now.
Well, it's starting to work for some reason. The gods are turning in our favor, and they're starting to pay attention to the fact that we're out here, from being on your show to Lollapalooza to grants that we've received recently from Chicago Community Trust, the YLF, and all these, and from the Service Club. This is... been an amazing year so far for the Happiness Club. We just want to keep it going.
Well, I just think, you know, telling your story is the one way to get this out there, because there are still people in this town who care about Chicago, and they do not simply care about the 1%.
Absolutely.
You know, when you
I love this city.
Well, when you close 50 schools in this town, you disenfranchise a lot of people,
a lot of
young people who were already pretty disenfranchised in these neighborhoods. And I could go on about our mayor and what... some of the things he's done for the rest of this evening, but I won't do it.
I will say yikes.
It is a pleasure. It is a pleasure meeting you.
Thank you.
Pleasure
thank you.
To see your fans filling the engineering room.
Those are other fellow members, actually.
Maureen Shulman, thank you. It's an inspiring thing you're doing. It's inspiring. I don't want to do too much of it. It's not a religious thing. It's inspiring, and it's also very cool.
Well, thank you much for having us.
Well, I needed to have someone amazing. From Lollapalooza, and I didn't know any of the other bands playing there. They said, hey, there are 137 people playing at Lollapalooza. I go, well, I know the Happiness Club.
Right. Which
I
mean, is
you've
awesome.
Got, and you've got them right here personally.
I've got to have them in. Thank you. I will see you people again. There's no question.
On
no
Sunday, right?
No question about that. That's going to be hard for me to come. But Sunday at 5, go to thehappinessclub.com.